taxis.
Right.
Freeloaders.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's really pretty.
Yeah.
So there was it worthwhile? There were several other people that came by.
Yeah, they kept calling when we called.
But they don't. It's not the end of the line anymore. It used to be the end of the line. So does it go all the way to Concord?
Doesn't it?
We are now to item 10 on the agenda, and as chair, I'm going to recommend that we take no additional action on Mr. Andrews based on what just occurred. And I believe we have a request by Mr. Andrews to speak.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Has any action been taken to this point?
Yeah.
No.
I think we have to.
Yeah, I think there has been.
We have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Any action on Mr.
Andrews? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. So, in other words, no change in the prior action that was taken.
3 years ago.
3 years ago, something like that. 2 years
May,
ago.
May 2015.
2015.
Right.
Yep. In other words, what was decided in 2015, we will not attempt to change today.
I support that.
And has any money been put back and forth with, did we lower his?
There was an element of on-call compensation that was excluded by the board action in May 2015.
It was never calculated as part of the pension.
Right.
So there was no reduction.
Okay.
So just to be clear, I'm sorry, and maybe Jerry's with me as well. I just want to be clear. So are his benefits reduced?
Yes.
They were initially. So I seem to recall that we had taken him. He had already been
impacted. Yes, was reduced.
At the time of retirement.
They were reduced at the time of retirement.
Excess on-call was not included in the calculation for his retirement. That excess on-call came before the board for the board's determination about whether or not it was not pensionable overtime and or an improper increase in his final compensation. And the decision affirmed that the excess on-call is not included, should not be included, is not pensionable in his final pension calculation.
The excess, but
correct.
The board made action and adjusted his on-call pay to be an average. Was that the action that the board took?
So on the first page of the memo for item 10 for today, there's a summary of the exact action that the board took on May 6, 2015.
So I guess I'm looking for guidance. How does this going to relate to the case we just heard, the last number 9? That's what I'm confused on. Based on what we just did for the group of 11.
The reason this is on the agenda today is because the board passed a motion on May 4th, 2016, directing that Mr. Andrews' excess on-call pay be brought back to the board at a future meeting. Staff sought some clarification about what that meant, and that's what the agenda item today is here to do.
You all recall it was due to the fact that we knew we were going to be deciding that last item, mm-hmm. and based on that, we were going to go ahead and review.
If there's any impact by the board's action on item number 9, how would that impact the action that was taken by 2015 for Mr. Andrews?
And we don't have his chart or any data, so I'm not really sure where to go from this, if we're going to do anything.
All of the information that was provided to the board is in the agenda packet for today.
Yeah.
But the clarification that staff is seeking today is not for you to re-review that and make a decision today. It's simply to receive board direction on what you would like to do with this item.
Okay.
It wasn't clear from the last motion.
Right.
Okay.
then I'm going to make a recommendation that we instruct Wally to come back with to us with the appropriate figures, including his final average salary, which would include his on-call pay and the current pay that we're administering, and then at that time we make a decision as to whether or not Mr. Andrews deserves the on-call pay added to his final average salary, and then.
So that was already done for the board before they made a decision. Before you made a decision.
I don't see those figures here.
It was earlier.
The clarification that is being sought. Would you like to address the average versus the individual calculation?
Right. So in Mr. Andrews' case, he was put into the context of all the active roster and available members during his final average salary period. So an average was used to create a baseline. The excess over the average is what was excluded when his pension calculation was performed. So that compared to when you look at just the year-over-year increase was the other option that was available, whether just to look at was that the excess. But in Mr. Andrews' case, an average was used to determine what the excess for exclusion, what that number was. So the clarification that we'd be looking at is whether to remain status quo with what was done in 2015, whether or not a different methodology you'd like to use for that to bring back, or to restore that excess would be
restore the
option.
Excess.
The problem is we don't know what the excess is. I don't like ruling on something I have no idea.
You're not being asked to rule on that today.
Today.
The board already ruled on that based on data that was provided to the board back in 2015. Mm-hmm. It's actually in the agenda packet for today. Mm-hmm. It, as part of the previous item, it starts on page 100. The board already received a staff recommendation and data to rule on, and you made a decision back in 2015. The question now is, based on the motion that was made in 2016 by the board to bring this item back, how would you like that to be calculated? In 2015, it was calculated based on an average. Raleigh has proposed an alternative method, which is comparing the excess on-call to the individual's own on-call that was performed in prior years, which would yield different numbers.
Right.
And you're saying those numbers are here. If I'm looking at page 100 on, these numbers
Correct.
Are there. I'd like to look
Correct.
At them. I mean, so make it simple. I mean, we had those charts before. I'd answered my question. I mean, if I had that, it'd be a lot easier to give direction for me.
So as the memo states on the bottom of the memo for agenda item 10 for today, if the board wishes to re-examine the pensionability of Mr. Andrews' excess on-call pay without changing the calculation methodology, staff does not anticipate any additional data will be needed.
Okay, so that means we say use the data that you already have, but you're still going to come back to us.
That's correct.
If that's the board's wish, yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to do that.
So what's the motion?
So was there already a motion on the table?
Oh, was there?
There was a motion, but it hadn't been seconded.
What was your motion? I don't remember.
I would recommend hearing from the retiree and the public before making action on.
Yep. It could be a motion.
Being all of 1,000 days.
That's right. You guys started this with me about 1,000 days ago. I was, you guys have heard this spiel before, so I'm not going to go on and on and on about I was leader of the hazmat team, the most qualified hazmat team in the nation and probably the world. You just made them all whole, right?
We didn't unwhole them. They remained whole.
Right. I got, and I'm the only one that isn't whole, and somebody walked out of here that made more than me in their final year that retired the same day. I'm just feeling that maybe I should be included in that group instead of excluded, since 1,000 days ago, I retired, 1,045. I retired, received for 6 months my base salary, and then was brought up here in front of you, the you, quote you, the fraud stuff and all that. And I know that it's not what you meant, but it's how it felt. And so anyway, I just feel that I should be made whole with my brothers in arms, so to speak. Any questions? I know why Elaine came back on the team. I can answer a lot of those questions, and it just didn't sound like you guys were going to do that. Make me whole.
I think it's just a recommendation for direction at this point, is what the staff are looking for.
It's not an agenda to decide that.
When is the agenda item?
We want to look at it again.
Okay.
So the motion is to not do that, correct?
No, just provide additional clarification and direction pertaining to it.
Jared, do you have your motion? Could you repeat it, please?
I guess you could.
I mean, do you want an action?
Yeah,
you have the motion.
What's in a motion?
So we had no seconds on either of the motions that came forth.
I'm just a little confused on the process. I'm a geologist, by the way.
Start with a motion.
You know, I don't have a strong background in. Okay. As long as we're going to be, if you guys have any questions for me or anything, if you forgot what happened to me or any of my presentations or anything, I don't know.
So the original motion was to take no additional action on Andrews, no change to the prior action, and that there would not be an attempt to change.
That was a recommendation.
Was there a second?
That
there was no second.
That was the motion.
And I seconded that.
Okay.
So we do have a motion on the floor.
Restate.
I'm sorry.
Restate the motion, I'm sorry.
Oh.
What was stated was that no additional action on Andrews, there would be no change to the prior action taken, and that there wouldn't be an attempt to change whatever.
Okay. I'll make a substitute motion that I'd like to have Raleigh come back with a similar data we had earlier on item number 9 pertaining to this gentleman. That's my second, or that's my substitute motion.
I'll second.
But I think that data is in front of us. Okay. Did you want the tab 2?
If it's there, I'm good. I can go with it. I just don't
tab
know.
Two.
It's clear. I'm good with
I'm
it.
In the wrong book for starters. Tab. Page 100 in your book. Bound tab.
Oh, okay.
Tab 2.
Yeah, that 2? That's where I was at.
The tab.
I'm tracking my having trouble keeping track.
I had it there.
Mr. Chairman, the motion does outright provide the clarification as to what method by which it's to be calculated, and Mr. Andrews was used as an average. The other exclusions for item 9, how they were calculated on their individual experience and the amount that was increased in their final average salary. So part of that clarification that I'm looking for is how that should be brought back, clarification on the methodology that should be presented, and then the why, the underlying reason for bringing it back.
Well, the original motion prior to the substitute was to accept the way we did it initially.
Correct.
And right. Stop there. And so substitute motion, which has been presented, is obviously now what we're looking at.
Right.
And I think the basic information, Gabe, you're looking for is under tab 2.
Yeah, I'm looking at page 102. It just the other one gave us more information. I kind of saw the pattern. This gives me 5 years.
The next page.
Yeah, keep on looking.
Next page. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
102. And this is.
What's the adult?
Are you asking for a calculation just like the calculations that were made for the others this morning?
That is. I'm saying this gave me all the information I needed. This, come back anyway. I'm not seeing it yet, unless it's not here, but this was simple for me to look at and understand. So I would prefer to have that in front of me,
no,
that I can spend time looking at this and figure it out.
Gabe, would you also like, did you want information included as well on what the current pension amount is and what it would be if that was fully restored?
That information, though, I think is in page 104, or page 5, at the last paragraph. But I'm with Gabe. This is written out in a paragraph. I would really like to see the graph. That's where I'm at. I want to see the graph before I make a final decision.
I'm sorry, respectfully, what difference does that make?
It makes, because I want to see the percentage that it had and the annual, the way it was.
The percentage is in the memo.
Yeah, I find myself in an odd position here. It sounds as if I'm making the case for the individual. But one of the reasons that I was interested in seeing this come back was to determine how the board was going to address the earlier subject. And now that they've addressed the earlier subject, it seems to me there's a certain parallelism, unless there's some statute of limitations on the length of time that we think we can apply to when he would want to change. But well, it comes down to basically, why wouldn't it be treated the same as this board?
Well, like it's not being treated the because same. They're going to treat it different, his different than the other ones. That's what I'm saying. They're saying to leave his as an average on call where everybody else got their full on call.
Jerry's agreeing with you.
Yes, boy.
But what were the rules in 2015 when he applied for retirement? And was he aware of those? What were the rules then in 2015 when he applied for retirement? I mean, in the case of on-call pay, he had at least a year or so ahead of time to follow this and knew before he retired how we were going to probably treat it. So I'm just curious if that is an important issue or not, because he had foreknowledge before he retired. This was a contentious issue.
I don't think he retired in 2015. I think he retired under the 14. Extension 14. Of the 20 TEMPRA, AB 1443. So he still falls under the same rules as the prior cases that we just saw.
Right.
So there's a motion and a substitute motion on the table, and if somebody withdraws their second for the substitute motion, I just withdrew. Okay, I'll make a substitute motion that we apply to make Mr. Andrews whole, essentially applying what we just discussed in the last case, include his excess on call above the average that we previously determined to make it.
That's what we did before. Second. It's the same thing I kind of was saying. I'll second that.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. Deborah?
So a question for you, Raleigh. Was this case, the Andrews case, was this sort of not like the biggest one? It was the biggest spike, the chart was the most apparent in terms of what happened a year before?
Well, based on the original metrics from May of 2015, there was a 41% increase in on-call in his final average salary period, if I recall. And
so that's not the biggest one.
It would have been on to the higher level of the scale at on-call. As far as the impact to the increase in his final average salary, I don't think he was at the top level as far as the impact to his final average salary.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So it's right in there in the same mix with all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Any further discussion on the substitute motion? Okay.
Which is what Will and I...
Right.
Okay.
Right. Allen?
No.
Gordon?
No.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Phillips? No. Pigeon?
Yes.
Rikas?
Yes.
Smithy?
Yes.
Ellis?
Yes.
Watts?
Yes.
It looks like
substitute motion passes?
Yep.
Okay.
6-3, right?
Yeah. 6-3.
All right. So, Mr. Andrews, you've been made whole.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's been a journey, I will say, to be singled out amongst you here. And
don't talk.
Point of sale.
Get up and leave.
I thought you were special. Thanks for that first time. But anyway, thank you.
Take care.
All right. We want to. But the pleasure of the board is have a quick lunch or finish.
Well, how much we have left?
A lot.
Not a lot.
Let's finish.
All right.
Or Danish.
Yeah.
No Swedish, though.
No Swedish.
All right.